Class 8, English Literature, Poem, The Bangle Sellers. The Bangle Sellers is a poem composed by Sarojini Naidu, one of the renowned Indian poets. Though her works are often much criticized by the modern poets and critics, yet its patriotic appeal can never be undermined by the readers. Her poetry is marked by Indian sensibility, Indian themes and subjects that are usually lyrical by structure. She came to be known as the Nightingale of India by Mahatma Gandhi because of her color imagery and a lyrical quality in her poetry. She was actively involved in freedom struggle, and most of her poems therefore celebrate the glorious culture and heritage of India. Through her verses, she tried to instill a sense of pride and honor among the Indian citizens. The Bangle Sellers is one of her well-known poems, which is included in her collection of poems called The Bird of Time. It is a lyrical or musical verse written in the form of a song of the men who sell glass bangles at the village fairs. It focuses our attention on the social, religious, and symbolic value of bangles in Indian culture. The wearing of bangles is suggestive of happiness, peace, and prosperity. The poem is divided into four stanzas of six lines each and carries a typical Indian scene and sensibility throughout. Written in a lyric form, the poem is remarkable for its verbal melody, random use of literary devices like similes and metaphors, and a very effective colorful imagery. We now move on to the stanza-wise discussion of the poem, for which you have to refer to your textbook, girls. Refer to the poem. I shall read out each stanza, which will be followed by an explanation. Stanza 1. Bangle sellers are we who bear our shining loads to the temple fair. Who will buy these delicate, bright, rainbow-tinted circles of light? Lustrous tokens of radiant lives for happy daughters and happy wives. One of the bangle sellers here addresses the reader as a group of them proceeds towards the temple fair carrying their shining loads of bangles to get them sold there. They seem to be quite happy and contented with their life, so they happily call the bangles to be shining loads which they wish to sell to the happy daughters and wives. Note here that the poet indirectly hints at the customary practice of bangles being worn only by the wives and the maidens, as no Indian widow was supposed to wear bangles. The poet here then uses a metaphor to describe the multicolored bangles. The bangle sellers call them rainbow-tinted circles of light, thereby indirectly comparing the multicolored bangles to the colorful rainbow. Metaphor is an implied comparison between two things, but not explicitly stated through words like, as we see in similes. The bangles are lustrous tokens of radiant lives, which means that their shine is symbolic of the happiness that fills the life of the daughters and wives with radiance and exuberance.